Hi, this is Elizabeth Smith McCrossin, MLA for Cumberland North. Today is Monday, March the 7th, and my mission as your MLA for Cumberland North is to rebuild Cumberland North together, along with you. Together we can build on a foundation of truth and justice, determination and dedication, servant leadership, honesty, and a goal to empower all people, every single person here in Cumberland North. Together, we can build on the pillars of healthcare, poverty reduction, caring for our Mother Earth, and building up and supporting entrepreneurs and businesses. The top issue that I'm facing today, on Monday, March the 7th, are the alleged rumors that the government of New Brunswick is changing accessibility to healthcare for people here in Nova Scotia, and specifically renal dialysis. So my team and I are doing some research and looking into that actively today on Monday, March the 7th. Certainly, we have seen some very alarming trends between our two provinces in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick during this pandemic, where people have been denied access to healthcare services that they have been able to access for decades. Specifically during the pandemic, and this is continuing present day, where we have people being denied access to oncology services such as chemotherapy and radiation only 40 minutes away in our neighboring province, and being forced to travel and have to find accommodations in Halifax, which of course is 2 hours drive each way. So this is affecting families, separating mothers from their children, fathers from their children, and is causing great stress on the people. So this recent rumor, I'm hoping that it is only a rumor and that it is not true, around the dialysis treatments, is very alarming. And my team and I are researching that actively today, as in fact right now, as I'm recording this message for you. This week is a busy week, and as your MLA, I'm looking forward to continuing some great work for you in service to you. Today, I'll be speaking at a seniors luncheon at the Wesleyan Church, followed by a busy afternoon. I'll be with our Member of Parliament, Dr. Stephen Ellis, as well as Shadow Minister for Transport, MP Melissa Lanceman, as well as a couple of other guest Members of Parliament, and one is from right here in Nova Scotia, MP Rick Perkins. So I'm looking forward to taking them out to our Chignecto Isthmus and helping to continue to educate our Shadow Minister for Transport on the importance of the significant rising sea levels and the impact on our border towns of both Sackville, New Brunswick, as well as Amherst, Nova Scotia. Of course, the Isthmus is what connects New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, and over $50 million worth of goods, on average, travels that Isthmus every day, whether it's through transport on our Trans-Canada Highway or through the CN rail line. So I am looking forward to spending some good time this afternoon out on the Isthmus with our members of Parliament from across this great country. I know our Member of Parliament shares concerns with me that our government, both provincial and federal, have not shared the recent consultant study that you, the taxpayers, have paid for. $700,000 was paid to a consultant to prepare a plan to deal with the rising sea levels along the Chignecto Isthmus. This study has been kept a secret. It has not been shared with myself or with our Member of Parliament for Cumberland Colchester, and both our provincial and federal governments are denying access to it for both us and for you, the general public. So this is a concern, and my team and I will continue to ask for this study to see what the plan will be going forward. I also will be looking forward to pressing this issue and making it a priority in the spring sitting of the legislature, which begins on March the 24th. Another large concern that I'm hearing from many of you, as well as seeing it for myself, is the price of gas. The price of gas has gone up dramatically in recent months, and the predictions are that the price of gas will continue to rise. Recently, I did a video recording information and education on how is gas priced here in Nova Scotia. It's very alarming to learn that our governments, both provincial and federal, are taxing tax. So the price of gas, in a nutshell, is the commodity price, which of course is a global price. We cannot control that right now, and it's very volatile right now, especially with what's happening with the invasion into Ukraine by the country of Russia. That is increasing and putting more pressures on the price of oil, and we are seeing the commodity price of oil rise around the world because of that. But on top of that commodity price, the federal government charges a excise tax. Our provincial government charges a provincial motive tax. They also charge a carbon tax, and then on top of that, you have the margin, the profit margin for the retail companies. And then on top of all of that, HST is charged. So HST, Harmonized Sales Tax, is being charged on top of federal and provincial tax as well as the commodity tax. Recently, I was looking at my Heritage gas bill. My husband owns a building in downtown Amherst and it is heated with natural gas. And the natural gas bill has HST charged only on the commodity price of gas. It is not charged on all of the other fees that are involved with gas being transported through pipelines here to Nova Scotia. So that is something that I will be calling upon our provincial and federal governments to be looking at more closely to try to bring some relief at the pumps for you and for everyone that must use gas and diesel to transport ourselves to work and transport goods to market. And of course, we're seeing the continued increase in food prices, and that is directly impacted by gas and diesel prices as well. All the trucks that are bringing food to our grocery stores are most of them are fueled by diesel, and the price of diesel and gas have gone up dramatically. I want to mention a couple of highlights from last week as your MLA. The first one was visiting the new youth center here in Cumberland County. It is located at 17 Lawrence Street, which is in the building where the old co-op used to be. And Sarah McMaster, who is the executive director of Maggie's Place Family Resource Center in the town of Amherst, her and her team, along with many community organizations and leaders and government and other funding partners, have opened the Cumberland Development Youth Center. And for years, really, as long as my husband and I moved back here in 1997, I have been hearing how much the area needs a center for our youth. So I'm so proud of everyone that was involved in making this happen. And I want to say a big shout out to Sarah McMaster and her team and her leadership for making this happen. Our youth certainly need a safe place to go. And I also did have a meeting with Sarah and the team that are working at the youth center, and that does include Melanie Cove and Ruth Curry. I was so encouraged to see Ruth there as well as John Best. And we discussed what some of the urgent needs are for our youth. And the number one need is housing. And we're hearing that for people of all ages, for people of all socioeconomic levels, but certainly is concerning to hear that there is urgent housing needs for our youth. And recently we saw an announcement made by our provincial government for funding of over $1 million for youth housing in the valley, which of course that is where the former premier was from, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with how that funding got initiated for that area of the province. And certainly I'll be working with our partners here and our provincial government departments to make sure that they're aware of the needs that we have here in Cumberland and look for the same level of funding so that our youth are housed properly and have safe shelter. So, big shout out. Make sure everyone is aware of this youth center. The hours for now are Monday to Friday open till 5, and they will be looking at expanding those hours as resources and staff permit. And I did ask the team at the youth center, is there anything that they need that if someone in the community was looking for ways to help? And one of the things they identified was musical instruments. So if you have any musical instruments at home that you're not using and you would like to donate for our youth, please consider doing so. And you can just take them right down to the Youth Center at 17 Lawrence Street in the town of Amherst. I also wanted to mention last week I spent a few hours with the area manager for public works for Colchester County. And that area manager looks after Wallace as well as Malagash areas of Cumberland North. We spent several hours driving the roads, the gravel roads, as well as the paved roads in the Wallace and Malagash area, and doing an assessment so that the area manager was well informed of the needs. And right now, the roads are a mess. I think anyone that's driving knows that firsthand. The potholes are probably the worst we've ever seen them. And the manager, who's an engineer, was explaining to me sort of the science behind that and what's causing that with regards to frost and the extreme swings in temperature from extreme cold to the warmer temperatures and back and forth. So, definitely, I believe we have very good public works employees and people working for both the town of Amherst as well as the provincial public works department. They have their work cut out for them this spring. And my estimation is that things will probably get worse before they get better, and ask for everyone's patience. Please, if you have any concerns with the roads, please communicate those concerns to my office as well as the provincial contact center, and make sure that the public works are aware, especially if there's any areas that pose danger. The gravel roads will be soft, and what I am told is that graders can only do so much until things firm up later in the spring. But that is a concern, and we are communicating pretty much daily with our area managers on this. I also want to say a shout out to the local RCMP department in Cumberland County, as well as New Brunswick RCMP and the officers and managers at the Amherstown Police Department. They once again have done another seizure of illegal drugs, and just really want to say thank you to them for their collaboration. We know that drugs cross back and forth between our two borders, and we know that more can be accomplished when we work together through New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. So I do want to say a shout out to our RCMP in both Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and the Amherstown Police for the great work they are doing in seizing the illegal drugs and doing as much as they can to stop these drugs from getting on the streets and getting in the hands of our youth and in our schools, as well as the vulnerable. And we know the damage that they cause, and many people as lives have been very, very harmed and very negatively impacted through the use of illegal drugs. So thank you again to our law enforcement. Before I finish today, I do want to acknowledge what's happening in the world. There's a lot of stress right now as we are entering the third year, the beginning of the third year of the pandemic, and we are seeing things slow down, thankfully, and prayerfully, they will continue to do so. But now we have the invasion of Ukraine, which is consuming much of the attention of the world, and we're watching much devastation. And it's very stressful. It's very stressful in people's lives, and I'm just urging everyone to take care of yourselves. And also looking what can we be doing to help those in need. We have many people right here in Cumberland County that are either from Russia or from Ukraine. They have families there that are fleeing for their safety. They have families that are fighting for their lives, fighting for their country. And just want to encourage, if you know of anyone, to please reach out and show your support and love to them. Our federal government, as well as our provincial government, have made announcement with regards to how we can better so we can support the countries and the people right now through this time of war. On the weekend, Prime Minister Trudeau traveled to Europe to meet with European allies on the Ukrainian crisis. Last week, our federal government also made an announcement regarding to how they're going to support Ukraine through this crisis as well. And I believe there's been $100 million pledged to the refugees as well. Where I've also had many people asking how they can help, and will we be bringing Ukrainian refugees here to Cumberland County, similar to what we did with Syrian refugees a few years ago? And just stay tuned, and as Things are getting more organized. If there's any needs, I'll certainly communicate those to you. I'd like to wish a birthday and anniversary to best wishes to anyone who's celebrating this week, including last week. I want to make a special mention of Maria Bailey. On March the 4th, Maria turned 50 years old, and of course, she is the daughter of Susan and Morris Hoig from right here in the Amherst area. So happy belated birthday to Maria Bailey. Yesterday on Sunday, Elena Cameron celebrated a birthday, and she was very active in my independent campaign this summer, and I want to say a special shout out to Elena. She's a wonderful person. Today on Monday, Farrah Moreau is celebrating a birthday. On Tuesday, tomorrow, Ben Bacon is celebrating. Wednesday, Cheryl Broughton. On Thursday, Mr. Ricky Comeau is celebrating a birthday. On Friday, Stephen Smith. And on Saturday, one of my sons, Joel McCrossan, is turning 24. I would like to extend my sympathies to anyone who's lost a loved one recently. And many of you may already be aware of this, but if not, I wanted to share that Dr. Paul Begin has passed recently, and his family are having a celebration of his life in Dartmouth. And there was a obituary in the Chronicle Herald last week for Dr. Paul Begin. So we're all sad to hear of that. Several years ago, when I had an after-hours clinic in the Amherst PharmaSave, Dr. Paul Begin worked with me at that time, and I think in recent years he was working at the penitentiary in Spring Hill. So certainly send my sympathies to his family as well as the medical community. I know they're grieving right now with his loss. I also would like to extend my sympathies to the family of Betty, Harriet, Betty, and Lusby Babineau. And we have many, many family members of Betty here, and sending my sympathies to all of them, including her daughter Cheryl Smith, who is one of our nurse practitioners here in the town of Amherst. As I finish off today, I would like to say thank you to Mr. Ron Bickel and CFTA for providing me this opportunity to provide you with this weekly constituency update. Tomorrow, on March the 8th, it's International Women's Day, and I would like to extend my best wishes to all the women in my constituency of Cumberland North and beyond, and pray that together we can celebrate the uniqueness, your gifts, your talents, and I hope that you are all empowered to be the best that you can be, to live your best life, and to make our communities even better and stronger than they are today. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. Take care of yourselves, and let's take care of others.